Welcome back to Weekly Winners. Today is Thursday, August 26th, and today we're both back together. We have our fantasy football spectacular. We're both in the same lobby. We got a mock draft, 12-team, half PPR, starting momentarily. I'm the 12th pick, because that's what I am in our league that's drafting Sunday that we're in. You're the fourth in this one, but
I'm seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
But kind of the middle of the pack picking either way. We're going to kind of just narrate as we go, say how we like a pick. Who was that reach for? Obviously, it's not a real draft, so, you know, there's no consequence for someone going and getting Trevor Lawrence 1-1. But
right.
Hopefully it stays pretty true to to a real fantasy football draft. It looks like it's starting here. Funny enough, Sunday I'm actually double drafting. I have two drafts at the same time.
Really?
Not exactly the same time, but they will be going on. They will overlap. Which, it's the challenge of scheduling a draft, and hopefully, I can get through the bulk of my picks in the one before the important ones before I have to start doing the other one.
Yeah. So our league's a little different. We have a keeper.
We do have keepers. Personally, I'm not a big fan of keepers. The commission who started this league asked if I would do it. I said, I will do it if you need me to be the 12th. But if you can find anyone else, let them do it. Because I just don't like keeper leagues. Like, either do regular or do dynasty, which I like a dynasty. I'm in a dynasty league as well. But he couldn't find anybody. I was the 12th, and I actually ended up winning it last year. So kind of glad for that.
One one's off the board. Yep. McCaffrey, no surprise.
Pretty chalk here.
That guy.
Dalvin Cook goes 2. So where are you thinking for? Who are you hoping to get?
I mean, because this is set to half PPR, I wouldn't mind if Kamara goes here at number 3 and I can get Henry at 4.
Yeah.
I mean,
Henry goes. So Kamara is here.
Yeah. I mean, I hate that they, Zeke is the consensus 5. I mean, 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. What spot would you have to be to draft Zeke?
I honestly, I'm not a fan. I don't know if I'm taking him in the first round.
Yeah, I'm at 12 and I wouldn't take him.
Yeah. So yeah, I locked up Kamara.
Zeke goes 5. Very chalk so far, but that's how first rounds go.
I think after Winston's performance, he pretty much locked up the starting job over in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But I still think they'll lean pretty heavily on Kamara. I mean, yeah. I think they'll let Winston sling it, but
he's not a check down back. He runs routes, which
right
is good for his overall production. Aaron Jones goes 6. Obviously, if you have him, he's going to produce yards, but you're hoping to see a replication of 20 touchdowns.
Right. I'll be curious to see where Saquon goes.
Mm-hmm. Devontae goes next, Packers back-to-back.
And Chubb?
I will ask, because this is a strategy I definitely implore in my – apply my leagues, both in Wisconsin. I am hesitant to pick Packer players because I feel like they're just naturally going to get overdrafted because of there's fans of those teams. There is something to say about drafting them because they're better for trading. Like guys want. I just tried to get a didn't work, but I tried to get TJ Hockenson from a guy in my dynasty league. And I was sweeting the pot, and I threw, Cobb in there. That's not really much of a sweetener, but I'm like, maybe he likes Cobb.
Right. All right, so we got you up here.
Austin Eckler just went. Tyreek Hill and Saquon also off the board at 9, 10, 11. So here, this is an easy back-to-back for me. I'm taking Jonathan Taylor at 12. He's going to get a lot of touches. He's just going to produce. And then first pick of the second round. For me, this is would be perceived as a reach, especially by the things they got going on here. I'm taking Travis Kelce with the first pick of the second round. Tight end is such a narrow position. There is no depth at tight end. If you have a tight end, like a premier tight end, of which there are 2.5 in the league, you are in such a good spot. Otherwise, you are going to be waiver wiring your tight end like week to week.
Yeah, so with redraft leagues, that's actually my favorite thing to do, though. There was a league I was in for 7 years, won it all 7 years. But they added a dollar fee for every transaction because there was a year I had triple-digit waivers.
Oh yeah,
I just missed the draft, hated my team, and every week I was just scouring the waivers.
I do it for my defense almost every week.
Okay.
I don't like – there's like two defenses every year where like I have to start every week. Like there's, it's just matchups. Right. Like – no, but for like tight end tiers, like I think it's very obvious, like Kelce, Kittle. Everyone knows that. And I think the kind of like B tier all by himself is like Darren Waller. And then it goes down to like your Hockenson's, probably your Kyle Pitts, it's those like lower level, like Robert Tonyan's like a top 10 tight end. And he's like just kind of shown flashes, like
right.
It's such a, there's not a lot of options. So yeah, you have to kind of commit. Like I don't like going in a middle in a fourth or fifth round and picking up one of those middle guys just because they're not going to produce for you every week. Either get a premier one or waiver wire it the position every week.
All right, so I'm rolling up here in three picks.
Just a quick recap of the round. We got Antonio Gibson, which I think is being drafted high. Like, I see the position he's in to succeed, but that doesn't mean he's going to. Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris, and I think a steal at 2-6 with Calvin Ridley. I was considering taking him if it wasn't for the positional advantage of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
So, Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes here. So, you got – it's coming up. Who are you hoping?
I'm hoping D Hop is still there.
Yep.
And there he goes.
Your boys there. Well, both your boys that you had in your top 10.
I know.
DK and AJ are there, as well as Justin Jefferson and the aforementioned Darren Waller. Wait, Darren Waller's up here. Kittle hasn't gone, right? No.
No. I'm guessing Kittle. Oh, well, all right. You got DK. 30-second shot clock. Used to that minute and a half.
Yeah.
Where you can scour. I don't hate it, but. So I know I ranked AJ Brown in the top 10, as did I did Justin Jefferson. I, in a fantasy setting, would rank Justin Jefferson far higher than A.J. Brown because A.J. Brown just has so many guys on that offense to split touches with. When you look at Derrick Henry and Julio, like
there is something to be said for A.J. Brown that the defense has to stack guys in the box and that 1-1 corner is now on Julio.
That's
like
true.
He'll have one-on-ones, which is terrifying for teams going against the Titans, that you're going to have to put your second guy one-on-one. Or do you put your one guy, do you put your best corner on, hope he can farewell 1v1, and you just double-team Julio every with a safety every play?
I could see that happen.
Either way, he's not the one getting doubled very often for with Julio out there. So yeah, AJ Brown and Justin Jefferson going right after. We're kind of at the turn of the second and third round here. And Waller and Kittle are the kind of the top two available here. I have to imagine he picks one of them up. And he goes Waller and then reaches for – oh, no, he goes goes Waller and then reaches for Keenan Allen a little bit. And then Allen Robinson gets picked up. I like Allen Robinson in the third round a lot.
Yeah. And that Keenan Allen pick, I'm actually more high on Mike Williams than I am on Keenan Allen this year. And I think Keenan Allen will have more fantasy points when the year's done. But I think you can get Mike Williams at a better value than you can Keenan Allen.
Terry McLaurin goes. Cody's on the board. And the top player left is Mahomes. Will you go?
I am not.
First quarterback.
I'm not a fan of that. I am actually kind of locking up one of those big three tight ends, if you want to say. I'll be picking Kittle.
I think that's a great spot. I can't believe he dropped this far to the third round.
I don't know if are people that worried that he missed, 8 weeks or whatever with that injury last year, or
I guess. I
don't know. I like my spot there, grabbing him in the third, because like you said, there's just such a huge fall off.
Okay, so I've got a little while before I go here, but I got running back, tight end. I have to start looking at some wide receivers. I do kind of like the strategy of getting your, as I talked about, getting your tight end early or extremely late. Also, running back is getting to be a shorter category. There are very few guys who are the one, undisputed. So I like getting a couple of sure running backs, and then I want to just go on a run of wide receivers and have like five wide receivers on my bench. Just have options every week
at
wide receiver, which obviously that strategy is very vulnerable to running back injuries, which are definitely a thing. But again, we could talk about injuries with every player that gets drafted here. Obviously, some more prevalent than others. But I got three more picks before my doubles. I see David Montgomery still there. I'd love for him to still be there. Chris Carson probably wouldn't take it if he's still there. A couple of Tampa Bay wide receivers just are up with Mike Evans, who just went. And Chris Godwin is kind of coming up as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at, I'm seeing a name that I love so much for what he did for me last year, James Robinson, kind of coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been seeing how the Jags have been playing the preseason?
A little bit.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's
like, because they're pretty much giving James Robinson and Carlos Hyde split carries, and literally just, it's like every one out of every five possessions they give Antony the ball.
Well, he's out for the year now. So.
Yeah.
I am up. Chris Carson and Chris Godwin went. Perplexing, to, in my opinion, to pick Chris Carson over David Montgomery, especially with, a rookie quarterback probably coming in week three or four. Going to be leaned on.
Right.
So I'm taking David Montgomery here. And for my turnaround, I'd like to – I have two running backs now, so now it's kind of wide receiver time. Or I could go James Robinson and kind of fill out another running back.
Not my boy.
If it's wide receiver for me here, it's Amari Cooper or Julio or DJ Moore, who just got that big extension. I think these guys are all very close, but I think there's a lot of that is unfortunate. It took Amari Cooper for me. Not enough time to talk about all these. I wanted James Robinson. I think there's a lot of wide receivers at that kind of DJ Moore, Amari Cooper level. So, like, I got obviously two whole rounds to kind of get back to me. But what is the wide receiver drop-off between Amari Cooper and who I'm going to be able to get at the end of after, you know, 22 more picks. Don't think it's that great of a gap. I guess we will find out. Wish I had James Robinson here. That would be my third running back, which I think would be just a really good spot to be in, having Jonathan Taylor, David Montgomery, like, as well. And James Robinson, three running backs who are going to easily be the number one on their team in carries. Start all three of them. You can start two of them if you want. Like, you're going to have a premier running back starting, two premier running backs starting for you every week. It's a great spot to be in. Wish I was in it, but thankfully this isn't my real team. So, we'll plug along here. Who are you hoping that gets back to you? James Robinson is still sitting there.
I know. Everyone's kind of going the receiver route. I'm kind of hoping, because I'm up in five picks. Oh, it'll auto-pick for him, I think. No. Auto-picks Julio?
Julio.
All right.
Josh Jacobs sneaking up there, as well as Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Robinson gets picked, I'll go receiver.
Who do you have so far,
So I got Kamara in round one, DK in two, Kittle in three.
So good spread here. Yeah. You can really go anywhere.
Okay, Miles Sanders drafted above James Robinson. I don't necessarily hate that, because their quarterback situation is kind of iffy as well. But
the worry of Miles Sanders is if they're down big in a lot of games and they're just throwing in the second half.
Right. There he goes.
Thoughts on Darrell Henderson, whose name is coming up here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that Rams team is – I think they're going to be slinging. I mean, with Stafford in there. Wow, Josh. I thought Josh Jacobs was going to be around until my fifth round pick, where I was planning on grabbing him. That seems like a little – reach. He just got drafted.
I was fortunate in the keeper league. I have Darrell Henderson, who I can use as a keeper to lose like a 14th round pick or something. So
I mean,
that's a no brainer for me. But so I'm rooting for him.
I'm going a little different. I'm taking my QB a little earlier than I like to. Kyler was sitting there. End of the fourth round seems about right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just looking at the wideouts at that point, you know, Cooper Kupp was the best available. It's kind of like you said. I feel like there's a lot of receivers at that Cooper Kupp. Oh my gosh!
Everyone got a must couple be guys on auto pick. Deontay Johnson going on the sixth round by Kareem Hunt.
I'm going T. Higgins. It went Adam Thielen, Brandon Ayuk, and T. Higgins were the best available.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really know the quarterback situation over in San Fran. Not a huge Thielen guy. I just think Jefferson's going to have a monster season in Minnesota. And I don't know. I think that Bengals offense will be electric. I think they'll be young.
Yeah.
I think a lot of turnovers, but. I do think there's that boom or bust opportunity.
For sure. Five more till I'm up. Brandon Ayuk, Kenny Galladay, kind of those wide receivers. So, you know, kind of as I said, what's the gap between Amari Cooper and Kenny Galladay? I don't think it's there, but it's not substantial. So, yeah, kind of why I guess I would advise – avoid wide receivers end of third, start of fourth, if that's what you're picking. But obviously a couple spots this way or that way, or even a 10-man league, and that all changes. So this is where kind of I think that third tier of tight ends are kind of sitting at the end of the fifth round here. Kyle Pitts, Mark Andrews, kind of sitting there. Hockenson just went. So that's where you're, if you're looking to get a mid-tier tight end, that's where you're looking. But as I kind of said, I wouldn't recommend that. I don't think if you get a one of those guys that they'll be good for you some weeks, but they're not like a perfect slot and starter every single week in every matchup. So I'm up here, and Kenny Golladay is here, which, you know, it's time to start filling out my wide receivers. So that's who I'm going to pick up. And a couple of quarterbacks sitting here with Lamar and Dak, but I'm going to go second wide receiver, and I'm going to go who I think is going to be number one in Cincinnati right off the bat, and that's Ja'Marr Chase. So despite that kind of hiccup with my auto draft, I got Amari Cooper, Kenny Golladay, Ja'Marr Chase as my wide receivers. Not the strongest group, but certainly guys who will probably touchdown dependent to be real producers every week. But I think they'll probably have plenty of opportunities to score those touchdowns.
Yeah. I like that you're holding off on QB. I got a soft spot for Kyler when I saw him sitting there. But
I mean, the opportunity there was Lamar or Dak, and I've already very publicly said how I don't think Lamar is going to be what he was, and Dak is such a question mark. Like, if he goes down, like, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at the bottom of the barrel for a quarterback. Unless you're taking a second one early, like,
yeah,
I just don't like the you're kind of staking your season on him, and yeah, he might win you the league if you can pick him up in the sixth round, but he could lose you it as well. I would much rather in the Dak area, even though I said his team will probably be a little worse. Go Russ Wilson there; he'll still produce plenty of numbers for you,
right? So I'm coming up here in two picks.
Dak did just go Jerry Jeudy, Odell. Where are you looking? Rodgers?
No.
I mean, he had Kyler, but.
What
would you think about Rodgers in the sixth?
I like it. I mean, I think he'll produce. I don't think he'll put up MVP. He won't have repeat last season, right. But I think. Okay, so I'm up here. And I actually like Raheem Mostert here, because the way I look at it is they're either – so he will most likely be splitting.
We're in running – split carry running back territory.
But the way I look at it is we've seen how little they throw the ball when Jimmy G's at QB.
True.
And if Jimmy G's not at QB, well, then they're running with a rookie QB, and they'll be relying – it's a run heavy offense. It's just sure. So I don't hate him. Normally I don't like split carry backs.
So who are you going with here?
Oh, I'm up. Oh, jeez. Everyone between my picks must be on auto draft.
So you have Damien Harris going, probably your last RB1 who's gonna be on the board.
Yeah.
Like true RB1.
And
I don't know if that's I think that's more of an indictment on the Patriots roster than it is a plus for him, but he's going to get carries for sure.
Right. And again, whether it's Mac Jones or
Cam,
he's going to get touches. So I think we're both kind of going into wide receiver territory for the next 3-4 rounds.
This is the point. This is I followed pretty close my strategy that I use for most drafts over the last few years. It's default wide receiver at this point after you've gotten your running backs. But every pick you have, take a look at those top three or four quarterbacks left. Think what's the gap between one and four and see if that guy's going to be able to get back to you, especially in the spot where I'm at, where I have so long between picks. Also, very important to be looking at other people's rosters, paying attention to who other people have drafted already, so you know who still needs a quarterback. Because if 11 people have taken a quarterback, you can coast for a few rounds because there's no reason in taking one. Maybe you have to start worrying a little bit once someone takes their first backup, but I think that's a great spot to be in. So here come my two back-to-back picks, and Ronald Jones, Melvin Gordon are there, you know, kind of your two you know, your number two, 1A, 1B kind of type backs. If we're looking wide receivers, I got Will Fuller there. It's not a great spot for wide receivers, to be honest. I will go Brady for quarterback. I kind of like where it is. He is going to get those kind of – he's going to put those yards up, you know. And eighth round, I'm fine with that. And I'm taking Devontae Smith. I'm heavy on the rookie wide receivers, but, again, another guy who could be – wide receiver one going into week one as a rookie. I don't think volume is going to be a problem for him. Yeah, a little earlier than I usually go with my QB, but I mean, Brady in the eighth round. My roster's pretty filled out, and I like the way it's looking. First player on my bench is Devonta Smith, so we kind of get into that territory.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of boomer bust players is how I look at the bench. I don't want guys on the bench who I can slot in for a 6-point performance. I want a guy who's going to get – has the potential to get me 20 on a night. Maybe he gets me 2, but
– right.
And I think Robert Tonyan, who is the top tight end available right now, over Logan Thomas, which I kind of disagree with.
I disagree as well.
But I think he is kind of the he gives you that boomer bust opportunity. He might just get 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. So I'm up in one pick.
James Conner goes. It's kind of gross.
Okay. I was happy with either Jarvis Landry and Laviska Shenault. Mm-hmm. We're both sitting there. I'm drafting LaVisca in hopes that Mike Williams is there.
I think LaVisca is more likely to make it around for you if you take Mike here.
I'm what the heck's going on here? I literally
you basically have back-to-back picks at this point. 1 through 3 are auto-drafting.
Right, but then it skips over everyone. This is one of those positions where...
Well, he's still there for you.
Mike Williams?
Yeah.
He's not on my screen.
Or is mine just not updating? No, he's not.
Oh, 3 seconds. Okay, well, Jalen Waddle, welcome to the squad.
Don't hit that.
I was debating, do you pull the trigger on Mike Thomas thinking he might get traded? Or... Well,
he's going to be out for a while with that surgery he's getting. But, I mean, we're in round 9. If he's getting back to me, I'm taking him. I mean, that's a I want to win a championship.
Oh, it looks like he's gone.
Yeah. That's a I want to win a championship. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to produce at the end of the season is what you're hoping. Especially with a round 9 pick, you can afford to do that. You're not giving up a starting position pick to get him. That's right. One I'll definitely keep my eye on when we draft later on. He's unfortunately my first round pick in my dynasty league. So, you know, I've always had to hold out hope for him, but. So, yeah, this is kind of what I was talking about. Ton of tight ends. Stacked up here.
Right.
So now I am up here. And if I go to my wide receivers here, we're looking Marquise Brown, which people are kind of low on. Cole Beasley, couldn't see drafting him right now with everything going on. I'm just going to go back-to-back young receivers here. Give me Henry Ruggs. And... give me McCole Hardman.
I like it. I think this is – we talked about it a little in the wide receiver ranking. I think it's kind of a make-or-break year for Mecole.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be the year where we either know if he's for real or if he's not.
And he is now the fifth receiver in my roster. So what do I want out of that spot? As I said, boom or bust. McCole Hardman isn't getting you 5-6 points in a game.
Right.
He might, but he's also liable to get you zero, or he could just explode for one catch for 80 yards and a touchdown, but that's a pretty good day for him. So if, you know, that's the kind of guy, if I have to play him at some point, it's what I want out of that guy.
There's so many like young guys I like, but I don't know how these random people were drafting with how high they are. Mm-hmm. Cause like, mm-hmm, I am a huge fan of Gabriel Davis, but, and we're in like the 11th round, so I don't really care if it's a reach.
Right. Jalen Hurts has been sitting there.
I'm not high on him.
No, but it's, you know, everyone kind of has their quarterback.
That's fair.
So this would be the,
Actually, I'm going Burrow. All right. If I'm taking a QB, I'm more comfortable taking Burrow as my backup right here in the 11th.
For sure.
So now, if this was like a normal redraft league, I don't even draft defenses or kickers.
Right.
I just load up on skill positions and then kind of see a couple days before week one starts. Okay, like these are guys poised to play. These are guys who aren't.
So I'm up here. Backup QB, Trevor Lawrence, give him to me. End of the season. If, you know, the Bucks are cemented and kind of where they're going to be in that division, and I need a guy who just to save me in the playoffs, Trevor Lawrence might be that guy. So I'm comfortable taking him there. I have all the wide receivers, so I'm thinking running back here. Not loving a lot of names on the list, but I don't think he really would. So I'm taking Latavius Murray here. I'm hoping he never sees the field, but you know, it's round 12. It's
kind right. of
but to your point, I used to be like I don't draft these defense and kickers because I'm just gonna waiver wire them, right? But because those, you know, they're 13, 14, 15 pick, those are the guys who are gonna be first kind of wavered out. I will draft a defense, not based on like rankings to like hold on to them. I guess if it's like the number one defense, sure, I'll take them if no one else has taken one yet. But like 15th round, I'm perfectly comfortable spending that pick on a defense who has the like highest projection for week one or the best matchup for week one, because that's a team that like, if that's a position I'm swapping out, that 15th pick is providing no value to me. That guy is a guy I'm just going to waiver, like right. release anyway. So give me the team, give me first dibs on the team that I'm going to start week one. No defenses have gone, correct? No.
I don't think so. I know I'm kind of... For the purposes of this just being a mock, I guess I will take a defense. I'll take the Rams.
Look at the stack up of... tight ends here. Gronk, John Smith, Evan Ingram, Hunter Henry. What a fall from grace from Evan Ingram.
So I do have, what do I got here? I have 5 wideouts and 3 running backs. I might, let's just kind of, I'm going to take, oh, what? Okay, well, I thought I hit Gabriel Davis, but I hit, I don't know who that is, Traquan Smith.
Let's go.
So that's what you want to see. I just think it's the whole 30-second shot clock that just gets right. me.
Didn't want to triple the length of this.
Right. But.
A lot of guys went to auto draft, which, you know, that's kind of what you get when you're doing your mocks. I do recommend do a mock or two with your league rules before your actual draft. It'll just especially because you know what's going to happen those first three rounds. But, like, you can see what players are there in rounds 9, 10, 11, even a little earlier than that, and kind of have those in the back of your mind. So I'm up here, last three picks. I'm basically looking for backup tight end, defense kicker, because it wants you to just fill out the thing. Defense, I think there's a ton of I'll take the Washington football team here, that defense. And yeah, Evan Engram is my backup tight end. Could pick Gronk, but I think he's just not going to play that much in the regular season. My Woody.
Right.
Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, I think kind of stay away from those.
All right, got my boy. Gabriel Davis was still there one round later. One of these guys is off auto draft now.
He absolutely had to show back up to make sure he gets Greg Zuerlein on his team.
Then I guess I go kicker here.
Young Hoku.
Well, we'll see. I gotta wait for this guy to.
Yeah, I got the last overall pick, obviously, so I'm gonna be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is normally how I do it. I would just draft Carlos Hyde because for some reason,
right, just take
him Jacksonville player. Is also, considering him a lot more than I thought they would for the starting.
It's role. Also interesting in a keeper league like the one we're drafting on Sunday. This is where I would pick, you know, long shots. Like,
right,
someone I can give up my 15th round pick to keep.
I'd pick a rookie.
Right.
Just
who was that Jets running back they drafted?
I don't even remember his name. But,
they're high on him. I would pick him right here.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. Rodrigo, get over here. Blankenship.
Nice. Jealous. So yeah, that's kind of our as we go down the line here, and the final pick of this draft will be it's a tough one. Michael Bagley of the Chargers.
Mr. Irrelevant.
what was your draft grade?
B minus.
I got a C. I got a 75 out of 100.
I think I was overgraded. I didn't like my draft, if I'm being honest.
Obviously, this is going to be based on the rankings that were put ahead of you. So
right.
You can get an A by picking whoever that top player is every time. But yeah, so yeah. I like my team pretty good.
Closed out.
My starters would be Tom Brady, Jonathan Taylor, David Montgomery, Amari Cooper, Kenny Galladay, Travis Kelce, and then my defense, Washington football team, Michael Bagley, my kicker, and my flex would be a mix between Jamar Chase, Devonta Smith, Henry Ruggs. You know, I like having those young wide receivers as my flex option. Just give them the – if they're hot, get them in there. If they have the matchup, pick them. Obviously, I wanted James Robinson over. If I don't run out of time there and I pick James Robinson over Amari Cooper, and then he's kind of in the mix for my flex, and Devonta Smith becomes like a permanent member of my wide receiver core, I think I'm feeling much better about my team. But yeah, overall, I think a pretty successful draft. I like the spots that I picked. Looking who was available at the end, I maybe could have even waited even longer at quarterback, but Brady was out there, so I took him.
If you close it out, there's no way of recovering.
Yeah, I can pull yours up.
Okay. All right, so yeah. I liked most of my picks. I did not like the Traquan Smith pick. I'll live with it just because, I mean, no Michael Thomas.
Right.
You know.
I've heard some buzz around him in the preseason.
Like I say, I have a soft spot for Kyler.
What round did you get him in?
The 4-9.
Okay.
Usually I don't take QB. I usually start looking at like 6 or 7, but if Kyler's there, I mean, people are just so high on him. But I mean, I liked Kamara at the 1-4. I actually like my running back core more than the more I think about it with Kamara, Harris, and Mostert. I just think both or all three guys will be getting a ton of touches. Lots of young guys at the wideout. I mean, Metcalf, Higgins, Chenault, Waddle, Davis, Gabriel Davis. And yeah, I got Joe Burrow in the 11th as my backup. Feels, yeah. I like it. I mean, I guess you do have to worry a little bit about the injury. But yeah, I like it. And then I got the Rams, which I think most people can agree, probably the number one defense.
Can't agree, but I'm not most people.
So now I've got a question for you.
All right.
We've got our draft coming up Sunday, right?
Correct. Yep.
So we do 4 keepers. And I've kind of been going back and forth on who I want to keep. So basically the rules are, so if I picked the guy in the 5th round, I lose my 5th round pick for this year if I decide to keep him. And then if you want to keep a guy that was picked up off of the waivers, like he was never drafted, just a straight waiver pickup, you lose your 12th round pick. And then it also is a 2 quarterback, half PPR league.
Yeah, so it's not typical.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks are very valuable in this league because it's a 2 QB. We'll see quarterbacks going in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, last year we had 2, Mahomes and Lamar. So I have 1 for sure lock, and that's Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I drafted him in round 14. I mean, with how valuable QBs are in a 2 QB league, totally cool keeping Herbert all day at the 14th round pick. Don't need it. but I think the one that's like, oh, sorry, I do have 2 locks, James Robinson as well.
No,
he was a waiver pickup.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I saw, and Tanny or whatever his last name is, when I saw he got hurt and they initially said like at least a month, I'm like, okay, I'll give up my 12th round pick for Robinson. But I think the one that's like tearing me apart right now is my 16th and final round pick.
Yeah, tearing me apart.
Dallas Goedert. Because last year with Ertz out, clear tight end 1.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was the 5th overall scoring tight end or something. But it's like, and they wanted Ertz out. They were trying their hardest to trade him, but just couldn't get rid of him. And so in all the mock drafts I've been doing on the Sleeper app, which is what we use, people are grabbing him, Goedert, in like the 4th round still. And I'm like, well, that seems high.
Yeah.
And then in ours, Goedert goes in like the 10th. So then it's not as valuable for me to keep him. So I don't.
Yeah. Still higher than 12th, but.
Right.
I got Ertz. I could keep him for a 4th. Now, I have, I think, 2, probably 300% locks on my team. I will be using all 4 keeper spots. Like I said, quarterbacks will be going in the 1st round, and I picked Josh Allen in the 5th round. So, easy give up my 5th round to keep Josh Allen there. Justin Jefferson, I picked up in the – or someone else picked him up in the 11th round, and I ended up trading for him. Easy give up 11th. He'll go earlier than that. Kind of with the Cam Akers injury, I have Darrell Henderson, who I drafted in the 13th round. So even, you know, giving up less than I would for a free agent pickup for him. So I feel like that is a lock. He's going to be RB1 for a 13th round pick. Have to do that. And then that fourth spot, I actually have a couple options. The last option is I could give up my 16th for Janu, which he's not really, you know, it's giving up next to nothing, but
right.
It's not much. Unfortunately, I could give up my 12th round pick. I picked up Cole Beasley from free agency, so I can give up my 12th for him, but worried about the COVID stuff, like how many games will he actually be able to play? I think the player who ends up doing it for me is I picked Deontay Johnson in the 14th. Okay. He kind of blossomed. So I think, you know, I give up my 14th and my 11th, and I have Justin Jefferson and Deontay Johnson for a receiver core. I think, you know, giving up double-digit round picks for that kind of start with, you know, Josh Allen and Darrell Henderson. But the problem with taking advantage of that late round value means I am keeping my first round pick and giving up Derrick Henry, which I don't know if I want to do that either because I'm the 12th pick because I won the league. So I could give up pick 112 and keep Derrick Henry, who, you know, is a top five pick.
Right.
But then what do I do? Do I not keep Darrell Henderson? Do I not keep Justin Jefferson because it's an 11th? I don't know what to do. I got too many good players.
I think, I've got – so because I'm keeping Robinson, who was a waiver pickup, that absorbs my 12th round pick.
Yes.
Well, in the 12th round, I got Mike Williams, who, you know, I'm high on.
Yeah.
Granted, I feel like 12th round's about right. Like, there's not a ton of value in keeping him. The value right. is just that I can assure – with 100% confidence, he's on my roster.
Correct, yeah.
Which is kind of why I'm especially doing...
if you're not going to use all of your keepers.
Right, which is why I'm keeping Kyler with my second round as well. Because that's about where he'll go, late first, early second. But I'm not keeping him because I think there's a ton of value. I'm keeping him because I just want to assure he's on my team. And then another guy that I feel like is probably just about right is Mark Andrews. You know, he's definitely a top five tight end. It's just, he's very kind of touchdown dependent, which most tight ends are, but
So the interesting thing is you can go on and see who people have set as keepers. So I'm looking, the only people that set are the four guys drafting before me. And none of them, one of them is giving up their first round pick. So I know there's going to be three picks essentially right before me that are going to be made.
And, you know, I'm not keeping mine as well. So
right. So I will get a worse player than Derrick Henry in the first round if I don't keep him. But what's worse, getting, you know, whoever at the end there, which is, it would be very hard to even figure out who that would be with people, where people are keeping.
So probably like not a guy very, like Nick Chubb or
probably not very high value talent. Cause even there's people, you know, getting kept that will be first round picks, but they're used for a third with a third or a fourth. But then do I give up like the extreme value of getting an RB1 with my 14th round pick? It's tough. I think I probably won't make a decision until Sunday. But yeah, I guess we can recap what happened on our Monday show, see what we decided and who we ended up getting and such. Hopefully you guys have luck in your upcoming drafts, or if you already drafted. Crazy. I had a draft in July, early July. I don't know why. Commissioner was just ready to go. Missed football, just like the rest of us. And it was like, hey, we're drafting. It's draft this weekend. And we're like, okay. We just kind of touch on baseball quick before we end the show. I had maybe my best bet of me just sniffing out a line yesterday. Or on Tuesday, rather. I see the Angels at the Orioles. The Orioles are on a horrendous skid of losing games. And I'm like looking at their previous 10 games. And every other night, they're getting like 9-10 runs scored on them. So I'm looking, I'm like, let me see what the Angels run line is. And let me like tease that line up to be like over 8 or something crazy. Fine line, it's at like 4.5, 5.5. It doesn't let you move the line. So I'm like, all right, I'll settle for just the game over. So I move it all the way up as far as I can to 12, get plus 180 on it. I'm at the gym. I pull up my phone quick to check scores, and the Angels are up like 13-3 in the fourth inning. I'm like, nailed that one, cash that money, like, just saw the Matrix on that one. Knew that one was coming. So that was a really big one for me. I went 3-2 last night, but that 3-2 resulted in me going up 3.3 units because I also hit the Dodgers -2 at the Padres and the Giants for plus 100 at the Mets. So that was a really good day for me. Today, Wednesday, is when we're recording, so you'll know how we did already before we do. When you're listening to this, I got 3 bets only. I'm going Phillies -1.5 versus the Reds. That's plus 145. I bet them yesterday as well. I just think they're kind of even teams. And plain and simple, the Phillies, I think, need it a little bit more, and they're at home. So I'm fine taking that line. I'm going White Sox, Blue Jays -8. Again, I'm kind of looking at those last 10 game lines from or results from both White Sox and the Blue Jays. And when they play good teams, it's just like 3-2, 3-1, 2-1, 3-0 games. Like, you know, good baseball teams versus good baseball teams. Yeah. And they both have pretty good pitchers going today. So I'm going -8 for plus 118. I think that I brought that down from 8.5. And then I'm going Giants -1 at the Mets for plus 140. It's the Mets. They've collapsed. And the Giants are a good baseball team. I don't know why these lines, they've been like a pick 'em. So I'm just taking the value I can with the Giants. And I'm comfortable taking that -1 to kind of get those good odds.
Yeah. I mean, I had the same thought process in that Giants game, except I got them at -1.5 instead of -1 at plus 170. So I guess you have the benefit of being able to push.
Is a third unit worth that possibility? They win by one. It's close.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
Right. And then I also bet on the Blue Jays and White Sox game, except I took the Blue Jays -1.5. I'm just constantly, whenever I like the line the White Sox have, they, you know, whether, you know, right, left matchup, pitching matchup, whenever I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm liking the White Sox here, they always let me down.
Yeah.
So kind of flipping the script here, we're going Blue Jays -1.5, also plus 170. Weirdly enough, the Tigers -1.5 at the Cardinals is also plus 170. and then the Rockies -1.5 at the Cubs at plus 118. The Cubs are just, I mean,
yeah,
they might as well just shut down the franchise. And
sad days in Chicago. Yeah, but yeah, those are our bets. Hopefully yours win as well. Traditionally, my bets are winners, contrary to a couple weeks ago when all I could pick was losers. I'm hot and cold, but I'm hot right now, so ride with me now. But hopefully, no matter who you ride with, your bets win. That is our show, and we will see you on Monday. Hold out, football is coming.